This is Annuity Straight Talk. Since 2008, your host, Brian Anderson, has helped clients nationwide navigate the complex market for annuities. With Brian's assistance, hundreds of clients have achieved a profitable and secure retirement. I would know, because Brian has answered many of my questions concerning annuities and retirement planning. So that you can benefit as well, let's get started. Here's Brian.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Annuity Straight Talk podcast, episode number 31. My name is Brian Anderson, founder and creator of Annuity Straight Talk. Looking forward to doing a solo episode. This one just hit me this morning. I'm going to show you guys a case that I presented earlier. So here we are with episode number 31, Why Not an Annuity? And again, I was going to record something else today. I need to get it out. It's going to be released on February 24th is when you'll get this. But I had a nice meeting with a couple from Florida this morning, and I thought, you know what? This is something I've kind of showed people in the past, but it's a different perspective on a different kind of angle. And again, they just called, I met them a few years ago, actually, and that's something to explain to everyone is that I'm not in a hurry to do business with everyone. I appreciate the opportunities that I have, and I just really want to make sure that everybody gets the best information they can. They get really good advice. We cover all the bases, and I really, truly just want you to do it whenever you're most comfortable, when it best suits you. And because the market's been really well, it kind of served these guys well to stay in the market, and now they're getting to a point where they really want to take some risk off the table. And it's not a bad time to do that either. We've seen a lot of volatility recently, some big drops, and there's always a rally back, and we don't really know where it's going to settle or if it ever will. But I think we all kind of expect the worst at times when we start getting nervous, especially after the run-ups in the past few years. So this is just a good time to look at it and a good time to think about it. And here's a different angle for you. So I'm going to share my screen and talk to you about how this case works and why the annuity will do a really good job for them no matter what. Okay. I am sharing. Here we go. Okay. So I've got Rick and Valerie, and they actually gave me permission to use their name. So I'm not going to give you their last name or their account numbers or the city they live in or their phone number, but I like to protect the anonymity of people, and the privacy is a really big deal when it comes to financial stuff. So we're going to stop it right there, and that's all we'll do. But what we're looking at is a nice sized portfolio that they have, and they are really only concerned about required minimum distributions. Rick is 73, Valerie is 67. So Rick's already taken them, and Valerie's got another 5 years. So this is a perfect example of when they're going to probably use it for discretionary spending, maybe some vacations, maybe spoil the grandkids, little things. They like to do a little bit of charitable giving as well. So there are a lot of different ways we can do that. We're going to do an episode on charitable giving also in a couple of weeks, because a lot of people ask about that. So what I did is, what people don't realize is that a required minimum distribution starting at age 72, whether you need the money or not, that's kind of like, there are a lot of people say, well, I don't need an annuity because I don't really need the income. But required minimum distributions at age 72 are a forced income plan. You're required to take money out every year if you have IRAs. And you can see these guys had a pretty sizable IRA balance. So what we have right now is currently Rick is taking $31,500. When Valerie's got to take it as well, it's going to add another $15,000 to it in 5 years. And because we're not looking at a traditional income scenario, I just put a 1% inflation adjustment in there. And we can change those numbers however you want. But it's just kind of the idea is to account for the increase in RMDs, because everybody knows as you get older, the factor gets smaller, which means a larger percent of your assets need to be withdrawn each year. And it's equivalent somewhere to the 1%, maybe 1.5% increase every year. And so we're going to look at portfolio of values in the last 20 years and in the last 20 years with no annuity. And then we're going to do the worst scenario as well. And we're going to look at the flex strategy with 25% of their money into an annuity. Then we'll do the 30% of the annuity. We'll look at the values of that, and I'll explain it as we go along. So here we go. Right now, they're sitting at about $1,150,000. And I was playing with some numbers. I like to look. I mean, the numbers don't change no matter what you do. So right now we're going to look and see what would happen if they didn't. They're all in the stock market right now. And what would be the result in the last 20-year period if they didn't change anything and they just floated with the market. Now, as a disclaimer, I'm going to tell you this is a period ending 2019. It's not ending 2021. And so a lot of people are going to gripe about that. The reason I use that is because we had 2020 and 2021 were nice, solid gain years. But then you would erase these 3 years right here. And I want to make sure the reason why I want to keep those in there is because this is what we're planning for. And a couple of big gains on the back end wouldn't make as big a difference as you might think in the long run. It's not going to be as disastrous as a couple of losses in the beginning, but we're planning for what do we do if we want to reduce risk and we think the market might be down. So this is the period starting in 2001 and 02, we're all down in value. And then it bounced back nicely and then 2008 was down. So this is just a volatile period where you say, let's protect it just in case this happens. We want to see, are you going to be better off with or without the annuity? Okay. So in the last 20 years, 1,150,000. So what we did here is the income goal. Sorry, I've got to do that. 31,500 is what they're currently taking. And starting in the fifth year, we'll do the fifth year. I'm going to put a negative 15,000 in the investment column. What that's going to do is if I put a plus in there, it would add money to this investment column over here. If I put a minus in, it's going to subtract 15,000 from it. So that's a way to simulate additional RMDs at that point. Then I'm going to take it all the way down to here and, 315,000. Silly. I hope their RMDs aren't that high. If it is, good for them, but they need about, 10 times as much money? It'd be crazy. The numbers would be the same. It doesn't matter. So I think I got everything right. We're going to, inflation adjustment. We're going to do 1%. I was playing with some other numbers as well. I do this all the time. So 1% increase in what the poll is every year, 15,000 more coming out when Valerie needs to take it. So you've got asset values over here. And what I like to explain to people, and you guys have seen this before, if you've seen the sheet, is that when the market is down in value, you're drawing from principal alone. It's called reverse dollar cost averaging. We could do a whole separate episode on that, but it's the exact opposite of the benefit you got from systematically saving in your earnings years. So it's a minus 31,500 from a stock portfolio that might have lost 9%. And again, this would be similar to an S&P 500 index fund. It's not considered a managed portfolio, in which case we'd have to take off fees. And then a fee would make a dramatic difference in this portfolio scenario because you'd have a lower market value as well. And that's another benefit that the annuity is going to provide that we don't always talk about is that, you take 25% of your money out of a managed portfolio, put it into a no-fee annuity, then what you're going to see is a 25% reduction in the fees that you're paying. Now, the manager might increase the fee if your balance goes down, but let's just call it a wash. Anyhow, so what you want to avoid doing is drawing from principal at all times. And that's what the annuity is going to allow you to do. But we can see they go through a 20-year period and they have $1,163,000 left. So that's a 1% inflation adjustment. They've more or less met their RMDs. Their account balance stayed level. They had some big drops in there because, the portfolio was cut in half by year three. So it's a really nice stress test to see if they'd make it. And you can see that obviously they wouldn't necessarily need an annuity. But again, if your portfolio is going to get cut by 20, 30, 40%, what's that going to do to your stress level too? So that's a lot of reason why people take the annuity as well to relieve stress and just kind of maintain a little bit more balance in the portfolio. So we've got 1,163. And if they go in the worst 20-year scenario, again, this is the Great Depression, another really good stress test. And I got to explain something else, but in the worst 20-year period, same thing. You've just got a whole lot more volatility in that. And they still end up with $600,238. What you understand is, I guess their first reaction was saying, wow, we only have 1,163 left. Well, if you look at this column here, that's the total of income that would have been withdrawn over the time. So it's really the result of, over $2 million in that scenario and even $1.5 million total in another scenario. Now, people may spend this money. They may give it to charity. You could also reinvest it. You could pay the taxes and start a non-qualified brokerage account, another annuity, or just put it in the bank and save it. But if you save the money, there would be a separate column we'd calculate for that, for what that accumulates to over time. And so it doesn't mean that you only have 600,000 left. if you had reinvested the withdrawals, you've got to take them out of the IRA, you've got to pay the taxes, but you'd still have the bulk of the money there to reinvest, and that would grow to a substantial sum. It's just an additional calculation we can add on to it if that's what you want to see. Because a lot of people don't necessarily spend the money. You know, some people spend it, some people don't. And for the people that don't, a lot of times they're just saving it or reinvesting into other options. Okay, so what we see here is with no annuity, last 20 was $1,163,000 and the worst was $600,000. Okay, so this is interesting. When I first talked to them about a week and a half ago, you know, kind of got a feel for what they were wanting. And because I remembered our conversations from a couple years ago, it was a little bit easier to kind of hit the ground running. And obviously they've been listening to the news or reading the newsletter, watching the podcast. They know how I work and knew when they, well, I guess I don't know yet, but I assume that, you know, they like what they saw and kind of a straightforward approach and decided if they're going to buy an annuity, they might do it with me. So we'll see. But these are the numbers I showed them. So this is about 25% of the annuity. I just wrote it in a simple way on the sheet. Again, it's the same income goal and you just put a little more protection. You're going to eliminate the fee and you're going to eliminate the downside of the annuity. What the annuity allows you to do is in the years when the market is down in value, you're taking money out of the annuity. When the market was down in value in these first 3 years, you're going to maximize the free withdrawal on the annuity. So remember, in the early years before, until you get through the surrender schedule, whether it's, you know, most of the best contracts are about 10 years. Everybody wants shorter, but when you really get into it, I think a lot of people are pretty satisfied with it. I have 7-year contracts I sold 12 years ago that people still have. So it's not like they got out of the annuity anyway. You just got to make sure that it works for you no matter what. So in the second year, this was a question they had. The account value, obviously the market's going down and the account value is going down. So that reduces the free withdrawal available because it's 10% of the account value. Anyway, so what that does though, is it allows you to escape from selling so many of your securities-based assets when the market's down in value. What that's going to do is preserve more capital for real growth. So in the first example, in these first 3 years where the market was down, they had pulled almost $100,000 out of the account that was eliminated from growing on a tax-deferred basis in the IRA, made it a dramatic hit over time. Okay. So the result of that is you pull from the annuity when the market's down. And this is just an RMD scenario. It's once a year, we sit down, we talk about performance. We do annuity allocations. Do you want to pull some money? You're going to pull it from your IRA. It is no more difficult. If you're really down to business, we can do that conversation in 10 minutes. So, but if you like to chat, I like to chat with people. I like to get to know people over time. So sometimes we talk for a while. Sometimes we talk 3 or 4 times a year, sometimes 10. Just depends on what you need. But the result of that over time by putting 25% of the annuity is $1,217,000. As I recall, that's an increase. So we were at $1,163,000 with no annuity. We had $1,217,000 with an annuity. And let's see what it did in the worst 20-year period. Same principles apply. Real quick though, same amount of income, same amount of withdrawal, $933,000 in total withdrawals over a 20-year period. So in the worst 20-year period, as you recall, we're at $600,000 with the securities only or the stock and mutual fund only portfolio. Worst 20-year period, you come through at 883. So it's substantially better in the best scenarios or in the worst case scenario. But what I can tell you is I've run this over tons of different time periods. And if you're looking at a strong market period, there's times when it tells you to use 100% annuity and there's 100% annuity, or there's times when it tells you to use 100% stocks and mutual funds. That's something important to understand, which is why the final decision, do we know this period is not going to perfectly replicate itself, but where is your personal feeling? Do you want to put more? Do you want to put less? What do you think? You know, essentially what we need to do is put the appropriate amount of protection in place so that in all scenarios, you have the chance of doing as well or better, as well as, and in this situation, when we look at the last 20 years, adding 25% annuity definitely made a difference by about, $54,000. What I'll tell you right now is if they had received the last 2 years of gain, they would have been about equal to this or maybe a little higher, but it's not going to make that big a difference. I've run the numbers separately. I just kept the sheet because there's a lot of formulas and all that stuff that I got to change. So that's where we're at. Now the question comes, some people are surprised, only 25%, because if you meet with other annuity guys, they might say, oh, you need to put half of your money into the annuity. And so I try to find reasons for the recommendations I make, and that's why I do it this way. If we look at the worst 20-year scenario, the more you have in the annuity, the better it will be. If you look at, you know, but the last 20 in this scenario, then it depends. There's a little bit of annuity. So the question they have is, well, how about a little bit more? And this is how I found the $300,000 figure. If we go zero in the annuity, we know we make less money. What if we do more in the annuity? So I ran a bunch of numbers. I went down to 250 in the annuity and all that stuff. So what if we put 750 in the market and 400 in the annuity? Same income, same everything, same time period. We look at 1,132. So now we're below what the market would have done at 1,163. I think it's interesting how that works, that there's a, in this time period, there's a perfect amount of annuity that you can use. And if we went down to the dollar, we could probably find it's, you know, $297,361 or something like that. But, you know, ballpark figures, this is pretty fair. And if we look at the worst 20-year scenario, this is actually probably going to be better because, again, the more you use in the poor market scenario, the better the annuity gets because you're protecting more money from volatility. And so when I look at these numbers, to go back here, using no annuity, and this is just a basic sheet, just a kind of a notepad. No annuity was $1,163,000. If they did the flex strategy with 25% annuity, then they're at $1,217,000 or $883,000. So better in both scenarios by quite a bit in the worst case. And if you did a little bit more annuity, say about 30%, then the worst case was, you know, even better, but the last 20 years was worse than just using no annuity at all. So there is a rhyme or reason for how much you should put into annuity and how it works. And when I look at these numbers and saying, well, it gives you the annuity gives you a ton of protection if things don't go well. You're dramatically better in both scenarios by using an annuity, period. But in the last 20 years, you can see that in most cases, you're dang close to the same asset total with the same amount of income, same assumptions, everything. So this is why I look at it and I say, ha, why not an annuity? Any questions? So I think that's pretty clear to me that an annuity is appropriate in a lot of different scenarios, even you have outsized growth. What you can see is even in the period shown on the spreadsheet that ended in 2019, that was still a really good market year. You had some bad stuff at the front and you had one dip in the middle and maybe I think it was 2018 was down 4% or something like that. But again, that is exactly what we're planning for. Just in case, what if happens? Now, I also showed you a few weeks ago how to beat the market with an annuity. There's nothing saying that you can't also take withdrawals from the annuity and put it back into the market if the market's performing well or if it takes a drop and you want to reinvest. So this doesn't, you know, you can always switch between the two and rebalance those sides continually over time. The annuities are flexible premium. You've got withdrawal privileges and obviously an open securities account, a market investment account, IRA, whatever it is going to, you have the ability to go get that money anytime you want. So again, why not an annuity? It makes a lot of sense. It protects you in the worst case scenario. And in several scenarios in the past, we can get dang close, if not better, to overall performance. So as long as we don't overdo it. So I want to thank everybody for taking the time with me today. If you want to chat with me about your numbers and take a look at some of those things, you can get a hold of me at 800-438-5121, or you can schedule a call. Any page on the website, top right corner, says schedule a call. It's easy. Click it, drop down menu, set your time zone, pick a time, pick a day. And I'm here. Again, I talked to these guys two and a half years ago, gave them some ideas. They thought about it and the timing was right for them. Well, we'll see if it's right for them, but they've got to talk about it, of course, and we'll probably do a follow-up and answer some questions more technically speaking. And who knows, it might lead to another podcast. But anyway, if you want to subscribe to the podcast, go to youtube.com, search Annuity Straight Talk, hit the subscribe button or subscribe via any of your favorite podcast platforms. Podcast is good to listen to while you're taking a walk or if you're in the car or something like that. But if you want to see the sheets and you want to see the screen and you want to see what I look like after I just shaved my head, trimmed my beard, I think I'm looking pretty clean today, but I don't know. That's just me. So, but go ahead and check it out. If you need something, get a hold of me. I appreciate you taking a stop by today, and we'll see you next week with a brand new topic. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye.
You have been listening to Annuity Straight Talk. The preceding information is for informational and educational purposes only and does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. The views expressed by guests on this program are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of Annuity Straight Talk or its partners. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company.